The Letter to the Hebrews, Chapter 1. God has spoken in the past to our ancestors through the prophets in many ways, although never completely. But in our times, He has spoken definitively to us through His Son. He is the one God appointed heir of all things, since through Him He unfolded the stages of the world. He is the radiance of God's glory and bears the stamp of God's hidden being, so that His powerful word upholds the universe. And after taking away sin, He took His place at the right hand of the divine majesty in heaven. So He is now far superior to angels, just as the name He received sets Him apart from them. To what angel did God say, "You are my Son, I have begotten you today"? And to what angel did He promise, "I shall be a father to him, and he will be a son to me"? On sending His firstborn to the world, God says, "Let all the angels adore Him." Whereas about angels, we find words like these: God sends the angels like wind, makes His servants flames of fire. But of the Son, we read this: "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A rule of justice is your rule. You loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellow kings." And also these words: "Lord, in the beginning, you placed the earth on its foundation, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will disappear, but you remain. They all wear out like a garment. You will fold them like a cloak and change them. You, on the contrary, are always the same, and your years will never end." God never said to any of His angels, "Sit here at my right side until I put your enemies as a footstool under your feet." For all these spirits are only servants, and God sends them to help those who shall be saved.